KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Is being brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Starting off, taking a look at some high school basketball from last night. A couple games we had for you here on the radio. It was the AHSTW Lady Vikes and Vikings both rolling out to Western Iowa Conference basketball wins over the Riverside Bulldogs. AHSTW raced out to a 23-5 advantage by the end of the first quarter in the girls' game and continued to roll to a 58-11 victory. The running clock rule went into effect early in the third quarter as the Lady Vikes built on their 33-point halftime lead. Kenzie Scheffler led the Lady Vikes with 21 points, while Claire Harris finished with 14. AHSTW improves to 6-3, and they're now off for the holiday break. The Bulldogs were led by 4 points from Ashlyn Amdor. They fall to 1-7 on the season, and they're also off for the holiday break until January 4th. In the boys' game, the Vikings outscored the Bulldogs 24-2 in the second quarter to take control of the game. The running clock came into play in the third quarter of that game as well, and the Vikings went on to a 65-25 win. AHSTW led by 13 points from Clayton Akers. Blake Osbar finished with 12. The Vikings get over 500 with the win. They're 5-4 heading into the holiday break. The Bulldogs were led by 7 points from A.J. Dillon. They are now 2-7 on the season. Other high school basketball scores from last night. Starting off in girls' play in Hawkeye 10 action, it was Atlantic picking up a win, 58-53, as they knock off St. Albert as the Trojans get that first win of the year. Denison Schleswig 62-59 over Shenandoah. Glenwood was a 74-28 winner over Clarinda. Lewis Central beat Creston 59-43. Newell Fonda over Kemper Catholic 73-39. In Western Iowa Conference action, we already mentioned that AHSTW win. Audubon was a 49-39 winner over Boyer Valley. IKM Manning topped Underwood 45-35. Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center 44-33. And Trainer 56-28 over Missouri Valley. In Rolling Valley Conference action, Westwood of Sloan beat Arweva 63-42. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills 53-38 over Heartland Christian. Sydney 69-16 over South Page. And in other scores, it was Earlham 61-29 over Madrid. Lennox beat Diagonal 36-21. Panorama over Mount Air 63-26. Storm Lake beat OABCIG 47-45. West Central Valley over Southeast Warren 61-42. And West Monona 59-52 over Siouxland Community Christian. In boys basketball last night, Hawkeye 10 hoops, it was Denison Schleswig beating Shenandoah 71-37. Glenwood topped Clarinda 73-50. Lewis Central 67-52 over Creston Orient Maxburg. And Omaha Roncalli a 58-31 win over St. Albert. In Western Iowa Conference hoops, we mentioned AHSTW 65-25 over Riverside. Audubon beat Boyer Valley 60-46. IKM Manning over Underwood 46-42. Trainer 67-28 over Missouri Valley. Tri-Center 41-40 over Logan Magnolia. Rolling Valley play Arweva 56-38 over Westwood of Sloan. And it was in Corner Conference action, Fremont Mills beating Heartland Christian 65-29. Other scores had ADM beat North Polk 63-45, ACGC over Coon Rapids Bayard 65-53, Lennox 50-46 over Diagonal, Panorama beat Mount Air 58-50, Storm Lake 75-68 over OABCIG, and West Monona 59-52 over Siouxland Community Christian. To look at your high school basketball scoreboard there from last night. In other basketball notes, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released their latest rankings yesterday. Teams from the area that are ranked, including Class 1A, Cam at the number 9 spot, Arweva's at 15. In Class 2A, Trainer is ranked 2nd, and Panorama is number 6. In Class 3A, Shenandoah at number 12. Red Oak hangs on in the poll at number 15. And in Class 4A, it's Lewis Central at number 6, and Denison Schleswig is at number 15. You can check out the full rankings by following the link on that same story on our sports page there at KJN.com. Also in high school sports last night, in high school wrestling action, it was Clarinda, Red Oaks, and St. Albert all competing at Southwest Valley in a quad. It was Clarinda winning twice, 59-12 over St. Albert and 60-12 over Southwest Valley. Red Oak picked up 3 wins, 46-24 over Clarinda, 60-10 over Southwest Valley, and 71-0 over St. Albert. Southwest Valley also topped St. Albert 30-24. Plattsmouth, Nebraska was a winner over Glenwood in a duel, 51-30. Nottoway Valley and Greene County competed at Coon Rapids Bayard, and it was Nottoway Valley with two wins, 39-34 over Coon Rapids Bayard and 60-0 over Collins Maxwell. Also, Green County with a 75-6 win over Coon Rapids Bayard and a 51-30 win over Nottoway Valley. And Coon Rapids Bayard beat Collins Maxwell 54-18. Also at East Union, or at Van Meter, it was East Union, ACGC, and Woodward Granger competing there. ACGC beat East Union 48-18, and it was Van Meter Earlham beating East Union 75-6. And Mount Air, Wayne, Sadell all competed at Panorama. Mount Air 42-18 over Sadell. Panorama beat Mount Air 48-28, and Wayne picked up three wins, 55-30 over Mount Air, 48-29 over Panorama, and 60-15 over Sadell. That's a look at some high school wrestling results there for you from last night. Also in high school athletics last night, the Atlantic boys swimming team with their lone home meet of the season, and they honored their seniors, of course, with that lone home meet, and they ended up falling in a couple of matchups against some tough teams. Waukee topped Atlantic 170-13, and Sioux City was a 162-21 winner over Atlantic. Waukee topping Sioux City 110-78 as well as part of that triangular there. Some of the highlights for the Atlantic squad as they picked up a fourth-place finish in the 400-yard freestyle relay. Brian York, Braden Atkinson, Tyson Parker, and Avery Anderson on that team. The 200-yard freestyle relay team also placing fourth. Alex Sampson, Braden Atkinson, Tyson Parker, and Alec Muff on that squad. Brian York was second in the 500-yard freestyle, and Cole Sampson came in sixth. Avery Anderson was fifth in the 100-yard freestyle. Braden Atkinson finished in sixth there. Also in the 100-yard butterfly, Tyson Parker was fifth. Alex Muff was fifth in the 50-yard freestyle. Bryce Schmidtke was 20th in the 50-yard freestyle. Tyson Parker, fifth in the 200-yard individual medley, and Drew Engler came in sixth. Brian York was fourth in the 200-yard freestyle, and Alex Sampson was sixth. And also the 200-yard medley relay team finishing fifth. Cole Sampson, Drew Engler, Alec Muff, and Avery Anderson there on that squad. So that's results there from that home swim meet there for Atlantic against the Sioux City Spartans and the Waukee Warriors from last night. Moving on to some notes here from college basketball. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm says that Lindell Wigginton and Solomon Young may see some action tonight when the Cyclones host Eastern Illinois. Wigginton has been sidelined since the season opener with a foot injury, and Young suffered an injured groin in preseason practice and had a procedure done. Prohm hopes both will be close to full strength by the time the Big 12 opener rolls around at Oklahoma State on January 2nd.
Just kind of ease them in this week and then get back to practice and, you know, and get themselves really ready through practice over the next 2 weeks. So, you know, Oklahoma State, they're ready to go.
Iowa State's 9-2, while Eastern Illinois is 6-5.
They beat Bradley, and Bradley earlier in the year beat Penn State and SMU. And so Eastern Illinois is another team that can spread you out, five out, and make shots. And so, you know, we've got to get our energy level better defensively.
Prohm says the Cyclones need to step it up on defense.
You know, we've done some good things offensively. You know, we got to continue to push the pace and share the ball, but defensively, man, we've got to get our energy back to the level it needs to be great in transition, great in ball screen defense, and then finish plays.
And once again, Iowa State will be playing tonight there against Eastern Illinois, and that one will be coming up here this evening at Hilton Coliseum. Also, Iowa coach Lisa Bluter says the feelings never change when her team plays in Des Moines. Her 16th-ranked Hawkeyes visit Drake tonight. Bluter spent 10 years as a Drake coach and led the Bulldogs to four NCAA tournament trips. Her longtime Iowa assistants Jan Jensen and Jenny Fitzgerald both starred for the Bulldogs.
And I know it's been 20 years. It's like, get over it. But, you know, we opened up the Knapp Center. Jan's jersey is hanging up in there. Jan had the shovel and broke the ground for the Knapp Center. So I don't think that's ever going to change completely. There's always going to, because you always have a love for some place that's, you know, you're not, that doesn't just disappear.
It figures to be a high-scoring and entertaining game. The Hawkeyes and Bulldogs both ranked in the top three in the country in assists.
I think this Drake team is really, really good. And they have just so many great three-point shooters. So a very difficult matchup for us, but I think it's going to be a great atmosphere and a great women's basketball game for the state of Iowa.
Drake coach Jenny Baranchik was an All-Big Ten standout for the Hawkeyes under Bluter. And success on the field is leading to success on the recruiting trail as Iowa State coach Matt Campbell signed a 20-man recruiting class that may be ranked as the best in program history.
What I love about this class is, you know, 17 and 19 have really been committed for a long time. Guys that we've got great relationships with, each and every one of them, their families, their high school football program, they fit our culture.
Campbell says more than just talent, the players are the right fit for the program. With recruiting over for now, attention shifts back to next week's Alamo Bowl against 13th-ranked Washington State.
It's a hectic time, kind of up until signing day, but, you know, even in this class, you appreciate, you know, having great relationships, really trusting the young men that, you know, a lot of these guys have been committed for a long time, and so that part certainly helped us, you know, kind of maybe put a finishing touch on the recruiting class as well with an eye on this bowl game.
While the coaches were wrapped up in recruiting, Campbell says the players stayed focused on preparing for Washington State.
I think that's where you're appreciative of having a veteran football team. You know, I think from the preparation and our guys taking care of themselves at home, you know, I think the leadership of our football team did a really good job.
An Alamo Bowl set for a December 28th, 8 p.m. kick. That's a look at sports. Sports brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.